Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Merzechas Brachas, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. We said Merzechas Brachas has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Then the first Perek is Me'ei Messiah's 5 Mishnahs. Mishnah Aleph is, the simon is Arbis, Mishnah Beis is Shachris, Mishnah Gimel is Derech, Mishnah Dalet is Brachas, Mishnah Hey is Yetzias Yitzrayim. Excellent. Then Perek Beis HaYakor B'Torah has 8 Mishnahs. The first Mishnah is Kor B'Torah. Mishnah Beis is Beina Prakim. Mishnah Gimel is Shad Leit. Good. Then Mishnah Dalet is Umni. Mishnah Hey is Chasen. Mishnah Vav is Rachatz. Mishnah Zayin is Tavi. And Mishnah Ches is Chasen. Good. Then Perek Gimel Mishnah Meis has 6 Mishnahs. So Mishnah Aleph is Lefanav. Mishnah Beis is Kavru. Mishnah Gimel is Nek. Nashi Mevadim Katanim. Mishnah Dalet is Balkari. And Mishnah Hey is Betfila. Excellent. So now we get to Mishnah Vav, the final Mishnah in the Perek, and it deals with the question whether Tekanez Ezra for a Balkari applies when the person has a Tuma Chamura on him, a more stringent Tuma, that's not going to go away with the Tevilas. So if the person is a Zav, and he'll be Tami for 7 days, if he's also a Balkari, does Tekanez Ezra apply to him to require him to be Tovel in a Mikvah before he can daven or learn? The Tanakhama says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. So since the first case mentioned in the Mishnah is Zav Shara Kari, the Zav that sees Kari, the sin for this Mishnah will be a Zav, even though there are other cases like it. So the simon for this Mishnah is Zav. All right, so now let's review the story in Perek Gimel. Gimel is a Gamal, Mishnah Meis, so the camel dies. It's before his owner, Lefanav. He buries him up until its neck, Kavru neck. And we see that it was shot by a BB gun. There's a wound there, Bal Keri Betfila. And we see the blood flowing down. That's Zav, even though Zav isn't technically blood, but the word Zav means flow. So there's some blood flowing out that reminds us of Zav. So there you have it. The camel died before him. He's buried up until his neck, shot by a BB gun, and there's blood flowing out, Zav. Excellent. All right, so now we've concluded the 3 prakim that focus on Kriya Shema, Mazel Tov, and now we're beginning the next 2 prakim that focus on Tefillah, specifically the Shemona Esrei. So in Perek Dalet is Tefillah HaShachar, it has 7 Mishnahs, and the first Mishnah focuses on Zmanim of Tefillah. For Shachris, for Mincha, for Mariv, and for Musav. So the sim for Mishnah Aleph is going to be Zmanim. So today's 2 simanim is Zav Zmanim, Zav Zmanim, Zayin Zayin, Zav Zmanim. Easy. Good. All right, so let's conclude now with a pop quiz. Which Mishnah do we learn that an Uma can say Kriya Shema in a tree? That's in Perek. Base, and the simon is Umnim. Good. Which Perek do we learn about Birchas Kriya Shema? That's in Perek. Aleph, and the simon is for the Mishnah? Brachas. Great. Which Mishnah do we learn that Nashim, Avadim, and Katanim are Patra from Kriya Shema? That's in Perek. Gimel, and the simon is Nek. Good. Which Perek do we learn about the Zmanim for Tefillah? That's in Perek. Dalet, and the simon is Zmanim. Good. Which Perek do we learn that Rabbi Gamliel was Makabel Tanchumim? He accepted comfort with the loss of Tavi, his servant. That's in Perek. Base, and the simon is Tavi. Good. Which Perek do we learn about the Zman for Kriya Shema of Shachris? That's in Perek. Aleph, and the simon is Shachris. And which Perek do we learn about what one does if he's in the middle of Tefillah and he realizes he's a Balkari? That's in Perek Gimel, and the simon is the Tefillah. Excellent. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.